Hey guys, this week we review our championship game, the game of the brothers-in-law.
Welcome to the Coach and Commish podcast. No, not Adam Gase, and definitely not Roger Goodell. It's Chris and Sean breaking down fantasy football for the everyday man.
Welcome back. You're here with the Coach and Commish, virtual. All right. I'm over here in Texas. Got that on my hat, sitting in my guest room awkwardly. This is my room that I never lived in, but it's called my room in a newer house. But yeah, so we are at our championship week, Sean. We saw one guy we knew would be in here for a while, but there was a surprise.
Yeah.
And the other guy.
Our official matchup, I'll let kind of Chris review what happened last week because he was there, but he did not make it into there. So the coach or the commish have been kicked both out of the playoffs. But it is David who we thought would be, and then Matt, you know, it came down. He's had an up and down season, I feel like. I feel like he had like a real high
beginning
and then really started going down. And then through these playoffs, Puka saved him. And so he's in the championship. So it'll be brother versus brother-in-law. And we'll hear from them in a little bit. But why don't you let us know what happened last week and how you should have taken David down and could have
stopped this. I should have, but then my team felt like, you know what? We were once owned by the Reverend David, since half of my starting lineup was traded to me from David, and they just felt like, you know, we should bow down to our original owner. I think that's what really happened. How many times? I think I had 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, 4 of my starters going single digits, and one of them getting hurt, and Addison so early he didn't even get a chance to get a whole point.
Yeah, that's unfortunate
stuff. But
they just didn't show up. I mean, 112 to 84.
And his team was, I mean, that's even a quote unquote down performance for David's team the last couple of weeks. So I, you know, my team couldn't capitalize. They just didn't want to show up. Some of the guys that I got, especially James Cook and Kamara, it was just really bad play calling for them and matchup wise.
So weird with James
Cook. That's really what it was. Yeah, facing going a team that should have been
amazing performance and then getting dominated.
Yeah, so the stack of CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott has been something Dave's been riding all year, and they were able to bounce back against Miami, even in an ugly game that Miami won. Yeah, there you go. That Dolphins fan. Weren't Dolphins colors
gave
for you?
Gave me my Christmas present.
Yeah, so it was a great showing by that stack for David, and just, you know, Metcalf going well. Olave finally showing up on a Thursday night game. That was ours. It was very much a lot of points to him, very little to me. But yeah, bowed down. As my team name is, all hail King David. So I now have to get on his bandwagon because he whooped me. But what about the other matchup, Sean, of LaRoyce beat Prince? Much closer.
We do have to give LaRoyce his little moment here. I know it was it really looked like we were going to have the battle of the heavyweights going in, but Puka and Joe Flacco had other ideas, and so Joe Flacco, the savior, he decided not to trust the stash again, and this time it worked out. Joe Flacco with 30 points. Derrick Henry had a big game too, 22. And Puka, obviously, on Thursday, getting things kicked off. I mean, everybody kind of – it looks like mostly the same from what LaRoyce had been getting. Ty Chandler, that was a really disappointing flex. You get a touchdown from your running back, you figure you're going to get more than 7 points. Rashee Rice, not that great. But, yeah, I mean, a 105 or 104 points, you know, sometimes that might get it done. But here in the semis, that did not do it with 114. And actually, was that – yeah, he was top scorer. So it's not to say that Matt can't do it. We'll kind of give our thoughts on who we think will win this matchup, David. But we will first hear from our people in the championship, two brothers. I'm going to start with David here first. I had them send me a video, and we'll go ahead and watch that now and see what our the two opponents have to say to each other. So we'll start it off here.
Well, I must admit that I am thrilled to be back in the fantasy championship this year. Put in so many hours that I'd be ashamed to admit how much time I've spent doing research, reading articles, listening to podcasts, agonizing over start-sit decisions, trying to make trades work every week. But I am so relieved that it has paid off with a chance to win another ring. You know, this year was a blast. Pulled off a three-team trade. It's amazing. Basically, my entire roster isn't the roster that I had when the season started. And I'm just thrilled to be able to have a chance to play against Matt. And, you know, fantasy is crazy. Because if someone had told me at the beginning of the year that I'd be playing in the championship against the team that was going to have Joe Flacco, Rashad White, and Puka Nacua, I would have laughed. And yet, here we are. You know, Matt showed up on draft night with that tiny, crazy, small font printed out draft ranking sheet, and we all laughed. And Matt's in the championship game. So, Matt, good luck to you. My hope is that both of our teams go all out, that they all perform well, and it's, you know, the best person win. Hope no one wins, you know, kind of by people laying eggs, you know, in the championship week. And we'll see who gets the ring next week. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm just so happy to be a part of this league and have another chance to win a championship.
All right. So, he acts pastoral, like he's been there before. I feel like, you know, he's the one who's everybody – it seemed like there's a little bit of the underdog. People want Matt to maybe have a shot at this. So he's got to keep, you know, the reverend, keep things kind of very politically correct. And so I think it was a good little bit. I wouldn't call it trash talk, which is what I asked for. But, I mean, it's David. We're not going to
get that from him. It was subtle trash talk. When he throws in there Puka Nacua, Rashad White, and Joe Flacco as a championship roster, there was a little shade in that.
I also like how he – he kind of was like, you know, I hope no one lays an egg and that everybody just performs up to it. Well, it's like, yeah, because if they do, then your team wins.
You win. Yeah.
That's how Matt gets the W, I think, is if David's team decides to lay an egg somewhere. So with that being said, let's go ahead and move on to the brother-in-law himself and kind of see what he had to say.
Ooh, no filter right here.
All right, everybody. Hello, it's Meat Prince here with my trash talking video. You know, I'm supposed to roast David, but it's kind of hard because he's my brother-in-law. Also, he's a pastor. So whenever I say anything bad about David, kind of feels like Jesus takes his side. That's apparent by Kyron Williams scoring so many points every single week. It's really not fair. But really, I love David. I love my nieces that he gave me. I love my sister-in-law. You know, David is definitely my top four brothers. I have four brother-in-laws, so he may even be top three. I'm not sure. Speaking of top three, though, he does have a top three quarterback and wide receiver duo. But I have the top three wildest pick in the draft, and that would be Puka Nacua. You see, Big Pook's going to bring us through this week, okay? Just like my tiny printing on that draft sheet did that fateful night. And you know, David, he was a big proponent of making fun of that small print that night. But I know that it's just because his eyesight is so poor. His eyesight's actually so bad, he just realized he was taking Nair hair remover rather than Rogaine hair recovery when Skylar asked him, "Dad, why do you and Dak Prescott both look like bowling balls?" But really, though, I love David. He is amazing as a human being, terrible as a fantasy football player, and I hope to see him go down. But I love you, David, and I also wish you the best.
Now, that's the trash talk we were hoping for.
So it's funny they both mentioned the tiny print because they've not seen each other videos and they have no idea when I asked them for these. So both a throwback to that tiny print, which Meat Prince here says David was the number one person to call him out on it. So it's interesting that that's where we end up with these two. I'm pretty excited about this. I think it will be a fun matchup. Like David said, I do hope that we get some fireworks and it's not just a like, who doesn't suck the most. Those are always the worst when you get to the championship and it's like 90 to 65 or something. And you're like, what, why are these teams even in here? But they deserve to be here. They've worked hard all year. Everybody in our league does, which is why we love it. Let's go ahead and break down this matchup though that we're going to have. So if I pull this up here right now, Sleeper's got David projected for 112 and Uncle Rico's dream team, which is the Meat Prince. He probably might change it. Who knows? He's been a changer of his name. So we'll see what he comes up with. 37% at 90 points scored. So they're highly projecting David's dominant Baltimore Birds to take this down. The Detroit matchup for CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott is, I think, the number one thing that just gives him such a great chance. You saw last week the Miami defense played really well against Dak and CD, and yet he still was able to get a pretty good game out of both of them. So I would be a little afraid of that stack, a lot afraid of that stack. I think one of the areas that we could see a surprise is maybe Josh Jacobs. That's been a weird situation where he's been hurt. They've done really well without him. So I kind of expect a little more Zamir White mixed in there. So we'll see if David sticks with that Josh Jacobs. Sam Laporta last week had a rough, but I think he kind of jumps back. And then DK is always a wild card. Kyren Williams, I think a big thing that could determine this matchup is the Kyren versus Puka. If Puka gets, you know, a couple touchdowns and Kyren doesn't end up in the end zone, maybe that saves him. But overall, I don't see how David loses this game, to be honest with you. I think it will be mostly a blowout, but who knows? It could happen. I do think that I'm going to check the waiver wire here. I'll let you give your analysis, and then I'll give one last thought on what I think maybe Matt might need to do.
So I'll talk more on Matt's side here. He has the one thing on Thursday night that could give him the fighting chance. That's Joe Flacco going against his former team, the Jets. The Jets have a great pass defense, but Thursday night magic. It happened for him in Puka last week, right? So Joe could give him another 30-point game. This could give him the boost that he needs. But outside of that, I think he needs to decide if he wants to bring in Nico Collins, Hockenson getting lost for the championship game. Really hurts, but a good pickup with Hunter Henry, and hopefully that works out for him. But yeah, he's really looking off of siphoning touchdowns from Kyren Williams over to Puka Nacua, and Joe Flacco, you know, doing another 30-point performance. I feel like Achan and Olenita, it's going to be a tough one. You know, as a Miami fan, that's a hard defense to run on. So that's not a boom player to get. And Rashad White will probably need a couple of touchdowns. So it'll be tough, but he needs some boom play, by, I think, by Flacco and Nacua to give him a shot.
So my question is, if we're kind of projecting him as the underdog, you mentioned that Flacco, and that's where he's going to need it. I am scared to death of that. I don't think that will happen. I think the Jets defense is just too good, and that we'll get a pretty bad game from Flacco. We'll kind of see him maybe turn into the pumpkin. Would you consider any of these waiver wire options as we kind of get a little closer here? And you're going to have to make these decisions quick. I don't know how much fab they have compared to each other, but hopefully we're not ruining something. But we got Jacoby Brissett, which is really gross. He's now the starter for the Manders. I wouldn't touch that. Trevor Siemian against Cleveland, no way. Nick Mullins, it's interesting. I know he's a little bit of a turnover machine, which could be, I feel like he's a high variance. Like you could end up with a bad game, but say, you know, Jefferson goes off and Addison has a touchdown and Jefferson has two, then you could end up with a 3-touchdown game, I think very possibly. But that's really the options that he has sitting there, that which is why I think he'll end up going with Flacco on his own team here. Let me just double check and make sure he didn't have a backup available to him. It would be Minshew against the Raiders. I wouldn't touch that either, which means he probably will have to go with Flacco. Mullins, I think, is the one that I would maybe consider. What are kind of your thoughts on that, Chris?
Thursday nights are always rough. Like I said, you're gambling with Flacco against a great pass defense. Minshew still in the playoff hunt as well, going against Las Vegas. Yeah, they got a good pass rush in one man called Max Crosby. Minshew might be the play if Pittman is good to go this week. You know, but the hard part is he has to make that decision by Thursday night. That's the hard part.
So I'm going to go on a limb here, and I'm going to say I would play Mullins. I really do think that there's a good shot here. I mean, I'm looking at his game log. He's had some, like we said, turnovers here. He's had 4 interceptions last week, 2 the week before, 21 points and 20 points. So if that's kind of your floor when he throws that many picks, I think there's a possibility that he comes out a little another week in the system, another week removed from the Jefferson injury. And maybe the only scare I would have is that Green Bay has been struggling to the point where if there's a possibility that defense of the Vikings just shuts them down and then this becomes a low scoring game. But if that doesn't happen, then I think if Green Bay can put up enough points, then it will be a game that you'll kind of want to have him in here. I'm just scared of Flacco, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Mullins takes chances. That's what those 4 interceptions. I watched that game. on the airplane because they had it playing on the back of the chair, and I was like, they played that game. I was like, oh, it's awesome. I'm sitting here. I'm like, why did you throw that? So as a Vikings fan, I was like, this makes no sense. But as a fantasy dude, it's like, yo, keep chucking, man. You just keep tossing up there in the triple coverage because I want Jefferson to come down with that ball. So yeah, I like your pivot there. But will Matt have the guts to do it? I would say go with Minshew over Flacco.
Okay. So it sounds like both of us are slightly leaning off the Flacco side, but this is your team, Meat Prince. I'm rooting for Meat Prince. I think David's got enough going for him in his life. Meat Prince might need this one.
That's such a weird slight to say.
His Ravens are going to dominate my. I'll be against him in both ways on Sunday, and I'll be with him too. So so we'll see how that goes.
Ooh, nice.
He might kick me out of his house, or I might just. With my head very low, walk out in shame. But we'll see. Well, I think it's going to be a fun week.
Yeah, I'm all hail King David because, you know, I was his favorite trade partner. It was part of the contract. I must root for him after he beats me. It was all scripted. I knew I was going to lose to him in the playoffs. That was part of all the plan. That's what he paid me.
Yeah, so we can put that asterisk there. You guys heard it here. Collusion. that's how this happened. So, all right. Well, this was fun. Hopefully the internet connections were good enough that you were able to hear us through this whole thing. I know it's not our usual super clean, nice sounding audio. But I think that having the videos of the Smack Talk was fun. And after this week, we'll have hopefully one more at the end of the year here. I don't know if it'll be the direct week after the championship, but we'll do one more, try to get some of the guys on. And then, of course, the champion's address. So everybody, enjoy the rest of your holidays. And good luck, Meat Prince, Team Meat. I'll be looking for my steak.
Go vegetarian. Deuces. See you.
Thanks for listening to the Coach and Commish podcast. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Coach and Commish. And join our Facebook group called Fantasy Football Advice with the Coach and Commish for direct access to weekly waiver wire and start sit advice.